Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network live broadcast at AM 1510 Revolution Boston in beautiful Marina Bay. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, I invite you to join in on the conversation tonight. Our topic is pipe medicine, cultivating ease, at-one-ment, and inner balance. The number to call is 866-338-9663. Again, that's 866-338-9663. I wanted to let you know that the show is also aired on DreamVision7Radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are also archived on the Dream Vision 7 website and downloadable on iTunes at the Dream Vision 7 Radio channel. Lots of ways to tune in. Our last show a couple of weeks ago was about Kokopelli energy. I hope that some of you were able to tune into that. The idea was about bringing your ideas into being for that show. We looked at issues related to creativity and spontaneity. We talked about manifesting, how to do that, how to create vibrational alignment between what you wish to manifest in your life and your current emotional state, how those need to match up, and also how to plant seeds for the future, that Kokopelli energy, for sure, while keeping your attention on the present. So that show is archived. Have a listen if it feels right for you. So tonight we're talking about pipe medicine, cultivating ease, inner balance. Pipe medicine is about balance, balancing the male and female, the outer world and the inner world, balancing truth or illusion. Both things dwell in everything, both truth and illusion. Pipe medicine is also about inner peace. It's about prayer. And the Chinumpa, which means sacred pipe in Lakota, it was brought to the people by Taysan Wee, white buffalo calf woman. She is the one who came to the people and taught them how to pray using the pipe. And so when you pray, you are connecting the two parts of the pipe together, the stem and the bowl, the male and female parts of yourself. And then from that place of balance and fertility and energy, you fill the bowl with your cries to spirit and your prayers for the people, for Mother Earth, for all beings and things. Then once you're finished making your prayers, you smoke the Chinumpa, and your prayers have been lifted on the smoke to spirit, where they'll be heard and answered. So the pipe is an excellent source of manifestation, and that makes pipe medicine a great topic to follow on the heels of the Kokopelli energy show that and all the things that we talked about 2 weeks ago. So much of pipe medicine is about seeking inner peace and inner balance, and a lot of that comes really from knowing the self and being able to resolve any inner conflicts that you have. From recognizing when the mind is too active and needs to be quieted, a challenge for probably all of us, some more than others. And there are special teachings in this topic, pipe medicine, for me tonight. On the last show, I talked about a reading that I had had not too long ago, and it was a reading about my life purpose or the life lessons I was learning about. And it basically indicated that my life lessons were around self-empowerment and balance, kindness, motivation, and massive action. And the reading also indicated that I had very far to go in all of those areas except for maybe kindness. And it's interesting to me, or was interesting when I got this reading, because all of my work, I feel, is about self-empowerment and balance and motivation and how to get us to live from an authentic part of ourselves, to do our healing work, to be able to release the things that no longer serve, even when it's hard, or especially when it's hard. And so I've been doing a lot of thought, as usual, about this notion of balance. And so I think I've been reminded that I really need to reframe again sort of how I talk about balance, how I hold balance as a concept and a construct. So I thought I would unpack some of that tonight with you all. A lot of times when we think things like, oh, I need some balance in my life, you know, we think about how to divide up our time in a way that allows for both work and play in equal amounts, or taking care of self and taking care of others in a more balanced fashion, you know, sort of having things sort of get to a certain place of balance, like this, like balanced on a scale. You know, if I could just get balanced, then somehow, you know, I would be okay. So that's, you know, those are some of the ways we think about it. And sometimes we even think about balance, and this I think is a little bit screwy, but definitely part of, I think, our culture. We think about balance as figuring out a way to do it all, you know, so that our work is going great, the house is always clean, kids are set, the dogs always walk, the gym gets plenty of visits to warrant the monthly credit card whack. You know, we've got all cylinders firing, all the plates spinning, you know, we've got balance. There really is something a little warped about that, but I know that I think about it this way sometimes. Now, another way we think about balance is that, you know, we'll get to it at some point in the future. Things will be all set. I mentioned this a moment ago that, you know, balance like the scale is balanced. Now, I used to think that all the time, and then I started working out at the gym. And I had a trainer who would have me practice my balance. And we would do all sorts of balance exercises where I would stand on one leg and I'd have to lift, you know, little dumbbells up over my head and put them on the ground and throw the ball and just, you know, and maintain my balance all through this. She also introduced me to the BOSU. And if you work out a lot, you probably know what a BOSU is. If you don't work out a lot, you've at least probably seen a BOSU. And it's kind of that half circle, almost looks like a rubber ball on a black disc. And basically you can do all sorts of exercises on it, including working on your balance. So she would have me stand on this thing, usually on one leg. And the thing that I noticed most of all about trying to stay balanced on it was that my muscles were constantly adjusting and readjusting. My body was changing its position constantly just so that I could maintain my balance. There was this tension and release, that sort of thing. And I thought, wow, that is a great way to think about balance in a larger sense, that really balance is about that constant readjustment that we have to do in our lives because of the way, you know, life is, how things get thrown at us, that we might have a plan and then it goes out the window because things just happen. So, you know, I really loved that idea of balance, or that notion, rather than the other ones that I put forward. And, you know, because really my life is nothing. It's nothing if it's not a series of one readjustment after the next, you know, with my schedule and workload and all of that stuff that needs to be managed. But, you know, as I think about pipe medicine tonight and this notion of balance, all of that stuff that I think about so much really is all external to me, right? But this idea of pipe medicine is about inner balance. And, you know, what does that look like? You know, today I was at a ceremony of one of my teachers who was moving into elderhood and marking that with ceremony. And we were there to hold the energy for that as he, you know, sort of went through this rite of passage. And the pipe was very much a part of that ceremony and everything that it stood for and the prayers that were made for peace and strength and all of those things. And I thought, wow, how fitting that tonight I'm going to be talking about pipe medicine and inner balance and ease on the show. And so really this idea of inner balance, as opposed to all the external ways that we try to balance our lives, is about standing in the center. You know, my intro to the show talks about this all the time, and here I am again needing this awesomely huge reminder about standing in the center. And what that means when we stand in the center is that no matter what is happening around us, we can react from a place of peace and strength. No matter what is happening around us, we can react from a place of peace and strength. A place of right alignment and right intention in all that we do when we're in that centered place. No matter what is happening around you, stand in the center. So what are some examples of that? I have a bunch just from this past week alone. I'm sure you do too. Earlier in the week, I was at a meeting in Boston, and I went out to my car after several hours of meetings, and it had been towed. And I thought, oh, darn it. At first, I thought I almost went into that whole sort of, oh, my God, what happened? How could I be so stupid? I didn't check the sign. It was street cleaning, but there were other cars there. It was, you know, Boston. Why do they do this to people? But I didn't. I didn't go down that path. I said, okay, well, it wasn't stolen. It was probably just towed. Let me just go get my car out of the tow lot and get on with my day. So I really came from this place of centeredness and I think inner balance, which is definitely a different reaction than the last time I was towed. And, you know, the expense was going to happen no matter what. There wasn't anything I could do about it at that point. And so how do we react from sort of this place of peace so that we can continue to move on and not feel like a victim and that sort of thing. Another example of standing in the center for me this week came in the form of my insane workload right now. I do a lot of grant writing, as I've mentioned several times before, and the deadlines are just quite onerous, especially when there's several going on at once and you've got to keep all sorts of goals and objectives and activities straight for different programs all at the same time. And you're generating sort of all of these new ideas. And it's challenging. And so how do you, in the midst of that, of, you know, not having a weekend to yourself or having to work late nights, how do you stand in the center? How can I come at all my work from a place of more ease so that it doesn't feel so just horrible and it can be something that I can hold and embrace and be grateful for that I have the work. So those are two kind of sort of worldly things that happened. Another thing that happened this week is that a friend of the family, a neighbor, woke up on Thursday saying he didn't feel very well, and it turned out that he had had a brain bleed, and he died not much more than 24 hours later after having a seizure and losing consciousness. And I thought, oh my God, you know, this can really knock you off balance, even if you don't know a person well. Just even hearing that story, it makes you think all sorts of things about, you know, your own loved ones, or gosh, what if that happens to me? Or maybe it did happen to someone you knew. And you think about how life is really short and life can be unpredictable. We don't know what's going to be thrown at us. So again, how do we live in such a way that we're standing in the center, that we're connected to spirit, so that we can respond to these things in a way that won't completely derail us and in some ways can actually support our growth? And finally, things like the shootings in Aurora this week. I mean, people are just going to a movie. I mean, what do you mean there was tear gas and someone, you know, started shooting into the crowd? I mean, those things really defy explanation. You know, we try to figure out why did this happen? Who was going to go to the movies that night and at the, you know, last minute changed their plans? Or who wasn't and then did go and ended up wounded or killed. And, you know, it's so hard to make sense of these things, and maybe it's not our job to make sense, but really to understand these kinds of things happen, and how do we renew our commitment to be of service, to be out in the world in a way that's loving and compassionate, to meet these kinds of evils and sort of outrageous atrocities with enough compassion and love so that we can shift the balance and the vibration of the planet. Really tough stuff. But if you're not feeling any sense of inner balance, you really can't come to things from that place. You know, so how we cope and stand in the center are really important issues for us to figure out. It helps us to know when to show up, what to say, what to do, and really how to be in the world, how to express our medicine, how to serve, and how much we need to readjust where the tension and ease should show up. And some of this, like how we do this, comes with fully knowing the self, that universe within that is infinite. And it's about really nurturing that. We talk a lot about the importance of self-care, at least I do. I don't always practice it. Nurturing the self, like making sure we're relaxed and, you know, lighting candles and taking our bubble bath and an hour to ourselves at least once a week, that kind of thing. But for sure, the kind of nurturing that truly sustains is that which comes from a deep connection to spirit. Because with that comes trust and faith, surrender, willingness, ability to move through fear. I hear our cue that we're ready to go to a break. We'll be back in a few minutes to pick up on this, and I'll let Jeff take us to break.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double-click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about pipe medicine, cultivating ease at one-ment and inner balance. So where were we? Before the break, we were spending some time on all of the different notions of balance and those that are kind of external to us and then those that are more internal, and that idea of being able to operate from a place of inner balance with knowledge of ourselves from that deep universe within and really figuring out how to nurture that inner spirit and inner balance in a way that can sustain us. And a lot of that comes with a deep connection to spirit. I was saying just before we went to break that deep connection to spirit brings with it the opportunity for trust and faith and surrender and this ability to move through fear because you know you're supported to do the very thing you think you cannot do. I mean, hard stuff happens, and how do we stand in the center and react from that place? There's real power in that. The balance that comes from working in partnership with spirit, that co-creative relationship, can allow us to transcend so many things. And when we're out of balance in any way, inner or outer, we are experiencing some kind of stress, right? And what do we know about stress? I say this every show. It's become my mantra. Stress causes cellular inflammation in the body. And cellular inflammation is at the root of nearly every disease process. And that word disease, dis-ease, being out of ease in some way. And really, it's the cumulative effect of what we do every day that determines our health over the long term. And we're talking about our mental, our spiritual, our emotional, as well as physical health. As well as this notion that I've mentioned several times, and that is that our biography creates our biology. Okay, so those are all things to be keeping in mind. So in this next segment, I thought that we could think about the balance that comes from seeing both our burdens and our joys, the peace that comes from self-reliance, the ability to create our own joys, to drop victim roles. I think I sometimes get caught up in being the victim. How could this happen to me? Or, you know, why me? Why does everybody else get to be on vacation right now and I've got to sit here in my office working? That sort of thing. But really, those are choices that I'm making. And again, life happens, and it's going to keep happening. And we can't take other people's journeys from them, no matter how much we may want to. We can only be on our journey, being self-reliant and trusting in our abilities to create a life of joy, even in the midst of challenges and pain. This last week marked the fifth anniversary of my father's death. It's hard to believe that he's been gone 5 years. I missed him a lot. He was the lover of puns, my father, Frank, and he loved really great expressions and quotations. And one of the things that he said, which I think, as I think back now, it has a real kind of spiritual bent to it and is so appropriate to tonight's topic, and that is, he would say, sometimes you bite the bear, sometimes the bear bites you. And when I was a kid, I used to always wonder, you know, what the heck did he, you know, does he mean by that? What does that mean? Sometimes you bite the bear, sometimes the bear bites you. Now when I hear it, I think, oh, okay, that's all about balance too. The things happen that are both good and not so good. Or maybe they're not good or bad. Maybe every experience can be looked at from a place of neutrality, of just this so-ness. It's just so. This happened and it's so. That every experience provides a lesson, a growth opportunity, a chance to reflect, to be grateful, to experience our emotions. You know, people die. We think it's bad. It's certainly painful. You know, when my dad died, my whole world changed, and, you know, lots of people have lost their parents. I was, you know, well into my adulthood, and still it was a devastating experience for me. And, you know, I spent a lot of my time trying to figure out the meaning of life after he passed away. It just seemed so unfair. And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. You know, I spent time at both ends of the spectrum. You know, on the one hand, I would think that everything is meaningless. After all, I'm just going to die someday anyway, so what's the point? And on the other hand, I would think that everything is incredibly meaningful because I'm going to die someday anyway. And, you know, could that be the point? So I had to, you know, make every moment count. Joseph Campbell, a great teacher of mythology, philosophized that he didn't really believe that most people went around in search of the meaning of life. Rather, he thought that people were actually in search of the experience of being alive. The experience of being alive. I had a major aha moment about this idea the first time I heard it and pondered it. You know, I realized that I can only experience being alive in the very moment in front of me. You know, I can't experience it while I'm replaying scenes from my past, even though I'm very good at doing that. And I can't experience it by projecting myself into a future I may never see. I can only experience being alive in the here and now. I'm experiencing it right now, in fact, as I talk to you and hear the sound of my voice and feel that little rush of adrenaline coursing through my veins because I'm live and excited to be doing this show. So that idea of fully experiencing being alive and how that relates to our balance, that inner balance, the support from spirit, the neutrality, standing in the center. So that event of my father's passing brought with it tremendous grace, so many opportunities to be grateful, even in the midst of the pain that my family and I had been experiencing. You know, people showed up. Love was all around us. Emotions were experienced deeply. And it wasn't just sadness, but also incredible joy and pride and gratitude. There were moments of grace every time we turned around. And since that time, so much has happened in my family. We really set off on a different course because my dad was no longer with us. And that's not to say that we wanted that to happen, of course, but it's just so. It's just what's true. And so it's kind of that standing in the center idea, too, the both and, holding these complex feelings kind of simultaneously. We didn't ask for certain things to happen to us, and yet they did. And experiences grew out of that that are often quite positive and full of grace. Tremendous things also opened up for me in my spiritual life as well. Shortly after my father died, I did my first, and I don't know if it'll be my last, vision quest. And a vision quest is a Native American rite of passage where you go out into the wilderness to seek a vision, and this vision will offer you some insight into your intended direction and spiritual purpose. So there I was, left for the night on an island in the middle of nowhere, Maine, in my birthday suit under a blanket, more than a little apprehensive, shall we say. And I was left there with the knowledge that no matter what happened during that night, no one was coming for me until dawn. I could call for help, but I was so far away that no one would hear me. I could try to swim back to camp, but it was awfully far, and I would likely have drowned. So I was alone. And let me tell you, it was hard. One of the hardest things I've ever done. I'd been fasting with no food or water for over a day. I had just finished a sweat lodge. I was freezing. I was tired. And I was on an island that turned out to be a favorite crossing point of every moose and deer in the state of Maine. And I am not Miss Outdoorsy by any stretch. So all night, all I could hear coming from the blackness was the sound of these giant animals falling into the water, splashing and snorting vociferously as they swam for shore to my little island. And I was so scared, I mean, just absolutely terrified. And so my first strategy was to employ the monsters under the bed idea, which is if I hid under my blanket and couldn't see them, then they wouldn't be there, okay? So that was the first thing I did. But they were there, and I was there, and it was a long night. And so much happened, and so much was gained, both during and while I waited for my vision. And at the beginning of it, I sat and I prayed for things in my life to be a certain way. But by the end of it, I prayed for me to be a certain way instead. And I had my Chinoompa there with me, protecting me and giving me that space to make those prayers and to make those shifts within, to get to a place of inner balance, you know, as I think about it now. So much more happened that night than I'm going to share here tonight on the show, but what I will tell you is that I realized while I was sitting there for that seemingly interminable stretch of time, is that sometimes, no matter how much you are denying or resisting or railing against what is happening to you, there is absolutely nothing you can do except one thing. You can surrender and trust. And by surrendering, I do not mean giving up or giving in. I mean giving over and allowing a force greater than you to guide, protect, and hold. Such an important lesson for me that night. And so I share all of this with you tonight as we talk about pipe medicine and that rite of passage that I experienced. I mean, metaphorically with this pipe medicine, you can think of yourself as a Chinoompa carrier for the rest of the show. And that you're connected, that you're connected in with this great ability to pray, and you're connected in with everyone else who's a Chinoompa carrier currently, everyone who's ever been one, and everyone who ever will be one. And so you're sort of in that space of at-one-ment that is in the title of the show tonight. Because we have these common experiences because of our humanity, because we're all in this together. And so, you know, I went through that rite of passage. My father's death was certainly a rite of passage for him and a rite of passage for our family. The vision quest, another rite of passage. And so I just wanted to, you know, share those with you and also honor you for where you are on your journeys and for your rites of passage, whether they're marriages or births or deaths or startings over in some way, graduations, new homes, divorces, illnesses. And so I hope that tonight was something I'm sharing with you, that I'll inspire you to find out what is true for you, to connect with your inner balance, to figure out what prayers you want to make and send to Spirit so that you can live from that most authentic part of yourself, so that you can stand in the center, live from that center, and know inner balance even when in your outer world things seem so out of control. And so I wanted to leave you in this second segment of our show tonight with some questions for your consideration during the break. And these are: what's unfinished for you to give? What's unfinished for you to heal? What's unfinished for you to learn? What's unfinished for you to experience? To really be thinking about those things as you get to this place of inner balance. You know, what must be tended to and what can wait? How do you get to answer those questions? What's unfinished for you to give, to heal, to learn, to experience? And finally, what are you doing with this one precious thing called your life? Those questions come from Mary Oliver and Donna Markova's work, a poet and an author, two women that I just really admire and respect. So I want you to be thinking about that as we take our next break. When we come back, we will be further exploring pipe medicine and ways that you can advance now that you have reached a new state of balance. And I will let Jeff take us to break. Talk to you in a few.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM. Revolution Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about pipe medicine, cultivating ease at one minute, and inner balance. So we're in our final segment of the show. I like to think of this as our call to action or crossroads moment for us. We're in 2012, and by all accounts, this is the year of manifestation, of renewal, of transformation, of new beginnings, of breaking old habit patterns, and releasing what no longer serves. We have all sorts of energetic support for us right now, so why not take advantage of that? So in the context of pipe medicine, what are we talking about here? Well, balance, especially inner balance through pipe medicine. We're talking about inner peace, outer peace, the yin and yang of that. We're talking about prayer, setting intentions, standing in the center, living from an authentic place that you can advance as your own pathfinder, okay? How you can be yourself, your most authentic self. You know, this idea of letting go of old habit patterns that no longer serve, I think, is an important one. There's this great lyric to a song that Donna Hammers wrote, and the lyric is something like, isolated in our homes, comfortably unhappy. She was talking about people in general being isolated in our homes, comfortably unhappy. And so how can we sort of break through our fears and the things that are holding us back? You know, we're unhappy so much of the time, I think, yet we're comfortable being that way. It's what we've known for so long. So how do we break through that? How do we get to this place of balance? Because if you are unhappy, even if you're comfortable being unhappy, there's something that is not balanced in you. And so we want to do this so that we can advance, so that we can leap forward with courage and with strength and faith, that we're in this co-creative partnership with spirit, that we can take on any challenge and have this opportunity for right action and service as we walk this earth walk. And, you know, being able to move forward from this place of peace gives us the opportunity to speak words of love and peace. When we're a pipe carrier, that's what we're charged with. You know, to act with compassion, even in the face of terrible atrocities, to really be empowered and fully embrace the experience of being alive that I talked about earlier in the show. And so now really is the time to advance. It's 2012. Let's get a move on here, everybody. I'm saying this to myself as well as to you. You know, a lot of times we're faced with the gray. You know, things are complicated and messy, and yet, even though they are that way, we have to really make the best decision and decisions that we can, knowing that it is that it will be an imperfect decision. But we also have to remember that not making a decision is also a decision, that inaction and inertia is a decision that we're making, and often is really fueled by a victim mentality. So, you know, the fact that it's time, you know, that's black and white. That's pretty clear. We really need to be advancing. And so what are some ways that we can do this? We have a lot of options if we are feeling stuck or out of balance in some way. You can look to establishing a meditation practice and getting into the stillness, figuring out what shows up. I was listening to a Pema Chodron lecture today while I was driving down to the ceremony I mentioned earlier, and she was talking about her school of thought of when they're teaching Buddhist meditation is that it's about being fully present to what's there. So you're sitting in meditation, and you're not looking necessarily to transcend all of the things that are going on in your mind, but to really be present to them and to experience them. And I think that that is an important gateway to knowledge of the self. A lot of times we will do anything we can to distract ourselves from really being with ourselves and letting our feelings rise up and be known. A lot of times we can't face the pain that we feel or certain truths about ourselves, and so we distract. We run. We try to help other people fix their lives while we neglect our own and let them get into incredible states of disrepair. So having a meditation practice where we really are open to fully experiencing our lives is pretty key. Another thing that we can do is pursue working with different practitioners. There are all sorts of folks out there that can help us on our journey. Hypnosis can be a really valuable tool to access the subconscious mind and really break through some old patterns. It can also help us get in touch with multi-generational patterns, with past life issues that have a present life trigger, like really really figuring out how to move through with hypnosis. That can be a powerful tool. Energy medicine is another option for a lot of people. Sometimes, actually, you need to start with energy medicine. Hypnosis won't be nearly as effective if you're not able to clear sort of the energetic blocks that are keeping you from moving ahead or establishing balance. A lot of times our chakras can be really misaligned, or we can have meridians that kind of get stuck. There's one called the triple warmer meridian that is concerned with our survival and really resistant to any kind of attempts at change that we make, because from the triple warmer's perspective, we're alive and that's how we want to keep it, and we're going to just keep doing things the way we've always been doing them. And so it doesn't want to shift or make any changes. And so being able to kind of repattern that meridian, for instance, can help you, can help sort of prepare the soil for you to then move forward in your life. Balancing your chakras is another great way. Figuring out which ones are not in balance is also really instructive, because it will give you information about the areas of your life that you might need to address if you are not aware. So if you have an imbalance in your root chakra, for instance, that speaks to sort of that sense of security in, you know, on the physical plane, your job, your home, that sort of thing. And so if that's out of balance, how are those issues of, you know, work and home life, finances impacting you, or out of balance or in need of some adjustment? If you're, say, your third chakra is out of balance, well, that's your life force chakra, your self-esteem chakra. If that's not working the way it should, then you can have all sorts of issues around confidence or major fatigue that just prevents you from being able to take action in other areas. If your fifth chakra, your throat center, is blocked, then that's about speaking your truth or having a scream that you need to scream, or a secret that you've been keeping that it's just not in your best interest to hold on to anymore. And so how can you kind of figure out how to speak your truth? If you can sort of get that chakra moving the way it needs to be moving energetically, then it becomes easier for you to do the work of speaking your truth. So energy medicine, another great thing to explore. So we've covered meditation, hypnosis, and energy medicine. I mentioned that triple warmer meridian a few moments ago. That makes me want to bring up EFT, emotional freedom techniques, as another great way to help you advance and find some balance in your life. EFT is a system for tapping different meridian points on your body in order to shift the energy while you're saying different statements. And so let's say you have a fear of snakes or something. So you would tap a certain pattern around your face and upper body saying, even though I have this fear of snakes, I fully and completely love and accept myself. And you would go through all of the meridian points. And, you know, there's a little process you have to do, but it's incredibly powerful in helping with phobias and confidence, basically any issue. You can really get some traction with EFT. Very easy to learn, something you can do at home, that sort of thing. You know, I mentioned hypnosis. There's also self-hypnosis. You don't necessarily have to go see a practitioner, although we're always happy when you do. You can find self-hypnosis tapes. They're all over the web. There are a lot of really good ones. You can look at Bell Ruth Napperstek's work. She's someone that you can really trust. I hear that we are getting ready to close. So a little quick question. Am I willing to be a pathfinder and to explore the possibilities of my future creations by boldly taking action now? I want you to remember that the only barrier to your advancement is your refusal to acknowledge the strength you have within. So that's what I have for your consideration tonight. I thank you for listening. Any questions or comments, please email me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. Our next show is Sunday, August 12th, 2012 at 7 p.m. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.
Tune in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for maximum success. The Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Psychic Java with Susan Peters is pouring you a cup of enlightenment. Listen to Psychic Java every first and second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. This show will bring about spiritual healing, a catalyst to lead you to your own healing abilities. Call in, ask questions, and receive answers, or share your experiences and views. This program is part of the Dream Visions 7 radio network.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.